я тундру вывезу седым снегом.
Month Melodies of Our Yamal. This well-known melody of tundra and a song performed by Kalabildi at the music festival in 1972 reminds you the vast territory of our Yamal. Do you know that every month in Yamal has its own melody and a song, its own origin and unfailing charm? The Nenets, like hundreds of years ago, lead a nomadic lifestyle, driving herds of reindeer across the tundra. The national song accompanies them everywhere. Songs have always graced the monotonous everyday life. The Nenets have different songs, from kids to ritual, road songs and wedding, guests. Yamal, or the extreme north, is rich in oil and gas deposits, rare but at the same time useful berries and plants, noble fish species, beautiful birds including Siberian cranes, sacred animals, symbols of Yamal, reindeer and polar bear. But the main wealth of this land is people. We came here from the mainland for our happiness. This feeling is inherent in every person, regardless of nationality. We want only one thing, happiness for ourselves, our family and friends. But how often we forget that love and happiness are the result of work, physical and intellectual. This is an everyday work, to be needed and loved. To teach the examples of communication science to your loved people and make your life bright, beautiful and happy. And we need to learn this from our ancestors and all the people with whom we live in our small homeland. The first month of the year, January, the Nenets call the month of great darkness, and its melody reminds you of the snowstorms. This period has long been known as the time for caring for the reindeer. Time to hunt and share the experience to the young men. The elder ones teach them to treat reindeer proficiency, choose the leader of the herd, understand the reindeer. February comes unexpectedly. People don't have time to look back. As in the tundra, the round disk of the long-awaited sun is already set at the end of vertically karee, stuck in the snow. This is the month of the eagle, and you hear the first sounds of birds, its melody of coming spring. During this period, nature begins to wake up, and the reindeer herds expand pastures in search for food. At the end of February, at the beginning of March, the Nenets migrate to places where there is a lot of moss, so that the reindeer is not hungry and does not go far from the owner's tomb. It is time for the second period of the year, spring, which is called the month of the turn of the year, and your heart starts to beat faster as you feel love in the air. The Nenets' life and nature change noticeably at this time of the year. April in Yamal is the month of the off-season, and this is the time of changeable weather. The day lengthens and the sun warms deceptively. The Nenets call April month of deceptive reindeer birth. April cheats everybody and everything. The first birds arrive and they determine what year will be. This is a difficult period for reindeer herders, fishermen and hunters. The month of mass calving or birth of reindeer is May. With all work difficulties, a lot of care for the reindeer, May is considered a joyful period in the life of tundra men. In May, the first swans arrive. Hunter fishermen are looking forward to May. Soon they will be able to start fishing. June is called the bird's nesting month. This is the time of fine days. The Nenets spend more time outside the tomb, drying their winter sleds and winter clothes and repairing them. In June, the grass grows, leaves bloom on the trees, and the first flowers appear. The end of spring and the beginning of summer is signaled by the first sound of the gnat's violin, mosquito's relative, which shows that anxious days and nights begin for people and reindeer. July is called the gnat's month. This month is the most dangerous, difficult, and responsible for everyone. Nature puts people and animals to a great test. A small-looking creature, a gnat, can cause severe suffering. Animals that have survived the gnat's season and overcome its force join a new fight. Gnats are replaced by gadflies and midges. The Nenets call August gadfly month. Gadflies are terrible insects for reindeer. They bite animals and also lay eggs under the fur, thus making the reindeer skin unusable for processing. September, the month of falling leaves, like the famous English song by Andy Williams, "The autumn leaves drift by the window," is the basis of new life, the time of laying roots. Plants are stronger and deeper into the soil. As some nomadic places in Chumphor people will rest until new meetings next year. How everyone is waiting for the month of reindeer love and people's good hopes, which is called October. Both the Nenets and the Russians have the month of weddings. Winter is included in its domain. Snow covers the ground and lakes are covered with a thin layer of ice. For the Nenets, New Year starts in November and is called Nasindalva. This means a new circle of life. Winter is considered the beginning of the calendar year. By this time, the inhabitants of the tundra, animals, and the surrounding nature have passed all the tests that were prepared for them in the previous difficult and stressful months. This is the time of reindeer birth or calving, difficult crossing over stormy spring rivers, nets season, gadfly season, reindeer marriage season, and again, crossing now overflowing autumn rivers. At this time, skilled hunters and reindeer herders pass their experience to young people and teach them their skills. The beginning of winter starts unnoticed and the month of little darkness, December, comes. Winter is severe in Yamal, taking away the last rays of the sun from people. It's getting darker and darker around. And in the extreme north starts the period of timelessness, when people are only engaged in household things. Relatives gather to sing songs and listen to each other's life. This is then failing melody of Awe Yamal.